AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Massachusetts, the trial of Lindsay Clancy's ended in a mistrial. Jennifer King has our report.
After 7 days of deliberations, jurors in the Plymouth trial of Lindsay Clancy could not reach a unanimous verdict on whether she was criminally responsible when she strangled her three young children in 2023.
I'm going to declare that the jury is deadlocked, and I'm going to declare a mistrial.
Events took a dramatic turn when Judge William Sullivan granted Clancy's attorney, Kevin Reddington, a chance to appeal to the top court in Massachusetts, but the appeal was denied. Clancy's attorney said she was suffering from postpartum psychosis when she killed her children, then tried to take her own life. Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz must now decide if prosecutors will retry the case.
The facts are Lindsay Clancy killed her three children, and the evidence suggested to us that she was in control of her actions when she committed those homicides.
I'm Jennifer King.
The Trump administration sanctioning a Turkish financial institution, part of its efforts to sever Iran's financial lifelines. Meanwhile, Sagar Magani reports President Trump's defending Vice President J.D. Vance's take on the Iran conflict.
Here at the White House yesterday.
I wouldn't call it a war.
Today, the president says he agrees.
A lot of people don't call it a war. I call it a military conflict because it's small potatoes for us. It's not a big thing.
Right now, there is no active shooting. I recognize there have been places where this has flared up.
I would say that it's intermittent. You know, we do intermittent strikes.
All seemingly downplaying the intensity of a war that's cost American taxpayers nearly $38 billion and killed 18 American troops. Sagar Magani at the White House.
In Texas, an ICE officer has been ordered released from federal custody after pleading not guilty to lying to investigators about the shooting of a Venezuelan man during the immigration crackdown in Minnesota last winter. This is AP News. Seth Suchel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks fell on Wall Street and Treasury yields rose after a surprisingly strong job market report appeared to increase the chances that the Federal Reserve could raise interest rates. The S&P 500 lost 0.4% Friday. The Dow gave back 271 points, that's about 0.5%. The NASDAQ composite fell 0.3%. The government reported that employers added 162,000 jobs last month. That was far more than expected. Resilience in the job market could give the Fed leeway to raise its benchmark short-term interest rate to fight inflation. The Fed holds its next policy meeting later this month. The yield on the two-year Treasury rose to 4.37%. Seth Suttel, New York.
Heading into the weekend, AAA puts the national average for a gallon of regular-grade gasoline just below $4.15. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Real value shows up in reliability. You don't have to second-guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet-weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road. Season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on. Just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable. Since 1900.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.